I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our gospel reading is taken from the gospel according to Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they?" Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Mga kapatid, the gospel for our salvation. Mga kapatid, we have a very special guest preacher. Walang iba kundi ako. Oh, very special po yan. Di ba ka, boses ko si Inday Garutay? Kamukha ko si Boy Abunda. Okay. I'm Brother Mike Mia. So, I've been a member of MCC since 1998. Siguro hindi pa kayo pinapanganak. Membro na ako dito. So, andito. I'm very thankful. I thank the Lord for this opportunity to minister the Word of God today with you all. So, I have been thinking about what does it mean to be thankful. Come to think of it, I see a lot of people thanking God. Maraming mga tao nagpapasalamat sa Diyos, di ba? I hear the, di ba, kahit yung mga sa mga beauty contests, I thank God for winning this title for the Miss Universe. Pati yung mga, I hear the, yung mga athlete sa basketball, "Thank you, Lord, nanalo kami sa championship." I see a mother waiting by the door for her child to come home, and when he or she returns, she cries, "Thank God, umuwi ka na." Diba? Saan ka nang galing? Diba? Or we hear a dad, when his child receives a gift from someone, diba, pag binigyan ka ng gift ng ninong mo o ninang mo, diba, sasabihin ng daddy mo, oh, diba, gaganoin ka, sisikuin ka, "Oh, what do you say?" Sasabihin niya doon sa anak niya. Sabihin mo naman, "Thank you." So, diba, a lot of people are thanking God. To be honest, most of us have thanksgiving faces. But do we really have a thanksgiving heart? If there was a machine that could measure the times when we are grateful and compared to the times when we are grumbling, I wonder if we would be surprised to find that we are more whiners than worshipers. Most of the time, may tayong magreklamo. today I want to look at the familiar story in scriptures sa binasa natin kanina sa Gospel according to Luke chapter 17 verses 11 to 19 where we see how Jesus feels about people who are truly thankful. Did you know that Jesus is taking note of how full or how empty our hearts of gratitude? What does it mean for believers of Jesus to be truly thanksgivers? Sabihin nga natin, thanksgivers.
Thanksgivers.
First of all, true thanksgivers remember their utmost desperation. Sabi nga dun sa verse 11 to 19, the story begins when Jesus was traveling. Si Jesus parang si Dora the Explorer yan eh. Mayroon siya mag-travel. But this time, he was on his way to Jerusalem where he will die. So before he reached Jerusalem, he will have to pass through Samaria. Now the Jews hated the Samaritans because they were a mixed breed. Kasi nga, yung mga Hudyo galit sa mga Samaritano. Kasi nga, sila ay nalahian na ng ibang lahi. Kasi yung mga Jews, they were very pure. Na kailangan Hudyo lang, mapapangasawa mo Hudyo lang. E yung mga Samaritano, sila yung mga Hudyo na nag-asawa ng ibang lahi. So, hate na mga Hudyo ang mga Samaritano. So, Jesus enters this village where from a distance, may 10 lepers. Ito yung mga ketongin. Aware of Jesus' reputation for healing, siguro nabalitaan nila may chismis na itong si Jesus nagpapagaling ng mga sakit. So nakita nila, nabalitaan nila, so nakita nila and they attempted, so sumigaw sila. Diba? Siguro sumigaw sila, "Hey Jesus! Jesus!" Diba? Talagang, kasi nga, ang mga, tandaan natin ang leprosy. Sino nakakalam tungkol sa leprosy? Yung ketongin. Ito'y sakit na nakakadiri. So leprosy is a disease of a slow, lingering death. Para kang naagnas. Buhay ka pa, inaagnas ka na. So let me give you a brief description kung ano ang leprosy. So nagde-develop sila ng mga ulcers, yung mga nagnanaknak ng mga sugat sa balat. The ulcer develops a foul discharge. Meron tong mabahong likido na lumalabas. So soon the eyebrows fall out. The eyes become staring. The vocal cords become ulcerated. Parang sa akin. And the voice becomes hoarse. Hoarse. Hindi kabayo. Hoarse. And the breath wheezes. Slowly the sufferer becomes a mass of ulcerated growth. Para siyang zombie. Walking dead. Diba? Zombie. Alam niyo ba yung Plants vs. Zombie? Mga ganon. Slowly, the sufferer becomes a mass of ulcerated growths. It ends in mental decay, coma, and ultimately death. It is a very scary disease. Yes. Leprosy might begin with the loss of all sensation in some parts of the body. The nerves are affected. The muscle wastes away. This follows by ulceration of the hands and feet. So, unti-unti din nalalaglag yung mga fingers and toes. Diba, naglalakad, biglang nahulog yung daliri. Ay, ano to? Ay, daliri ko pala. So, pag yung lepros, diba, natutulog siya. Tapos yung daga, pag kinagat yung ano niya, pag kinain yung kamay niya, hindi niya mararamdaman. Pag-ising niya sa umaga, ay wala na akong kamay. So, ganun yun. So, to make matters worse, once you are diagnosed with leprosy, they were completely banished from society. Kaya itong lepers na to, ando sila sa labas nung bayan. Kasi nga, bawal sila makasilamuha sa ibang tao. So if a leper enters your house, the house was declared unclean. Diba? Pumasok lang sila sa isang bahay. Yung bahay na yon hindi na pwedeng tirhan. It is already unclean. They were not allowed to be near people. So pag meron kang sakit na leprosy, automatic, ihiwalay ka sa pamilya mo. So, hindi ka rin imbitado sa mga party. So, paano ka magpa-party, di ba? No children to hold. Never being smiled at. So, lahat ng tao, iniiwasan ka. So, they were miserable people without hope. So, you can imagine, nung nalaman nila na si Jesus darating dun sa bayan nila. So, ito na rin parang tanging pag-asa nila na sila ay gumaling. So, you can imagine when they heard that Jesus was coming. So, kahit paos sila or hindi sila makapagsalita, siguro sumisigaw sila na, Jesus! Jesus! They were desperate. Diba? Kung kayo, diba? Kung gusto nyo talagang gumaling, sisigaw talaga kayo, diba? Nothing else mattered. None of them thought, my leprosy is not that bad. They knew there were nothing. They need to get to Jesus. Anything in life that shows us our need for God is a blessing, no matter what shape or form is. I would commend to you today that such a desperate heart will always be noticed by Jesus. Sabihin nga natin, a desperate heart,
desperate heart
will always be noticed, by Jesus. See, Jesus, nothing will always notice a heart full of desperation. So, iba, tumigil siya nung narinig na, nung napansin niya na merong sumisigaw sa kanya. Tumigil siya. Hindi siya lumayo. Ay, bakit itong intuyi, kadiri? Hindi. But he stopped. Jesus stops everything for the one who stops to cry to him in desperation. When I was 13 years old, my father was already alcoholic. Sobra po yung pagkasugapan niya sa alcohol. Seaman po siya. Seaman po ang tatay ko. Ang dahilan niya kung bakit siya umiinom kasi nga malayo siya sa amin. So malungkot sa barko. Kasi ilang buwan sila nasa gitna ng barko. At para hindi malungkot, talagang gabi-gabi nagiinom siya. Hanggang sa umuwi siya sa pamilya niya, nadala na niya yon. Umiinom na siya lagi ng alcohol. Hindi lang sa bahay, lumalabas pa yan. Nagbi-beer house. So, yung nanay ko, sobrang desperado na siya. Dahil unti-unti, nag-aaway na sila araw-araw. Tapos nauubos yung mga ari-arian namin dahil doon. So, sa sobrang desperation ng nanay ko, talagang sa Quiapo, naglalakad yan mula sa pintuan ng simbahan hanggang sa altar. Naglalakad na nakalohod na baguhin niyo na po yung asawa ko. Ngunit nung isang araw, nagulat kami, hindi na siya umiinom. Soft drinks na lang iniinom niya sa katubig. It was a miracle. Kasi meron siyang kasamaan sa barko na nag-share ng gospel sa kanya. So we wondered, is this God who healed my dad could even do an even greater miracle? I'm standing here to tell you that Jesus noticed us. Jesus noticed my mother. and was moved with compassion on our family. He did a great miracle, a greater miracle, by bringing us to a saving faith together as a family. That was in 1995. That was in 1995 when my father was yun nga, nakakilala sa Panginoon. But kami rin, dahil nakita namin yung pagbabago sa tatay ko, kami din ay isinuko din namin ang namin ang buhay namin sa Panginoon. But now, more than how many years later, after some experience and education, I am realizing that I am not desperate as I used to be. I struggle with feelings of entitlement. Yun nga, entitlement. I have thoughts like, I deserve to for Jesus to pay attention to me. Look of all I have done for Him. I know a lot. Marami na akong alam. Or, I have done a lot in this ministry. I have such a great experience. We can get used to be followers of Christ. How many of you have ever gone to Niagara Falls? Sino nakapunta sa Niagara Falls? Ako sa YouTube ko lang napanood. Diba? It's such an amazing, wonderful work of God. Siguro pag na, ano doon, pag nakita natin, sa video pa lang nakita natin, diba? Yung falls. Ako nga yung pagsanan falls lang nakita ko, diba? Amazed na ako. Paano ka pa yung Niagara Falls? So, it is an amazing, wonderful work of God. It is also very loud. Diba? Siguro, maingay siya. But if you ask people who live near Niagara about how great it is to live there, they will probably tell you, I don't hear the waterfalls anymore. I've gotten used to it. It reminded me of what a philosopher once said, that if the stars only come once a year, comes out once a year, we will all stop everything to go out and look at them. But we have gotten used to the stars. We have lost the wonder. This is what happened to believers over time. We get used to the wonder. We are no longer amazed but by God's goodness, by our salvation. We forget how God has saved us. Our pride gets to us. Mga minamahal, never lose the wonder. Have you lost the wonder of your salvation? Scripture says that God opposes, which literally means goes to war against the proud. But God cannot resist desperation and humility. Humble yourself today before Him. We don't deserve anything except hell. Walang sino man makapagmamalaki dito sa Diyos. Lahat tayo, we deserve to go to hell. But because of the grace of God, He was the one who reaches out His hand toward us. So reach out to Him in humility. He is attracted to weakness as opposed to our delusion of strength. Matigas na buto mo, di ba? Akala mo kaya mo na lahat. Pero nagkakamali ka. We all need God. Second, true thanksgivers are interested in the giver, not just his gifts. Sabihin nga natin, the giver, not just his gifts. Interestingly, Jesus simply looks at them and tells them to go to the priest. Meron ba kayo napansin? He didn't touch them. And we know that Jesus is not afraid to touch lepers, since He has done this in other accounts. Sa Luke chapter 5, verse 13. And he doesn't, meron siyang story doon, hinawakan niya yung leper. And he doesn't even say, be healed. Diba? Wala siya sinabi na, gumaling kayo. He tells them, go to the priest. The priests were the health inspectors. Sila yung magsasabi, sa panahon noon, sila yung nagsasabi kung isang tao ay napagaling na sa ketong. There would sometimes be an 8-day process na sa batas ng mga Hudyo, 8 days bago masabi na the leper was truly healed. They would have to even offer sacrifices during the inspection. Finally, they would then be reunited with their families. But according to the law, lepers were supposed to go and show themselves to the priest after they were healed. Here, they were not healed yet. And Jesus already tells them to go to the priest. Diba? So according to the law, kailangan magaling ka muna bago pumunta ka sa pare. Pero dito, sabi ni Jesus, hindi pa sila magaling. Siguro, mukha pa silang zombie. Inaagnas pa sila. Sinabi niya sa mga lepers, hey, you go to the priest. Kung ikaw, anong gagawin? Ha? Huh? Siguro magtataka ka. Eh, pupunta niya ako sa priest. Eh, hindi pa ako magaling. So I wonder, is Jesus testing their faith? Sometimes, only when we take steps in obedience without seeing results will God work. Notice the text, as they went, they were cleansed. Diba? Siguro hirap na hirap sila maglakad. Siguro kahit hindi nila alam yung ano sasabihin ng pare, siguro nagtiwala sila kay Jesus. So, sila mga chong, halika na. Tayo na tayo. Punta tayo sa priest. So siguro kahit nahirap sila, naglalakad sila. And this was a mass miracle. This would have been a sight to see. Siguro habang naglalakad sila, napapansin nila unti-unting nagkakaroon sila ng mga daliri. Tapos unti-unting nagiging normal silang lumakad. Tapos siguro yung mukha nila, unti-unting nabubuo. Nagiging baby face na sila. Diba? Parang, Mari, gumaganda ka. Sa chong, chang. Diba? Siguro habang pupunta sila sa priest, unti-unti silang gumaganda. Nagiging beauty queen sila. So their corpse-looking face now as we emerge. So unti-unti, fingers grew back. So yung iba siguro kalbo, nagkakaroon ng buhok. So this was a miracle as they were walking to the temple or wherever the priests were celebrating their new return gift of life. One of them is so overtaken by emotion. He stops his tracks. He's not content on simply taking the gift. Siguro nagulat siya. Wala na akong ketong. Ang ganda-ganda ko na. Napatigil siya. At bigla siyang bumalik. Tumakbo kay Jesus. Samantalang iba, patuloy pa sila. Naglalakad. Punta doon. Pero siya, tumigil siya at bumalik. He is not content on simply taking the gift. Going to the temple can wait. Reuniting with his family can wait. Religious observance can wait. But thanking Jesus cannot wait. Diba? Hallelujah. Diba kung ikaw din, hindi ka makapagpigil, diba? His spiritual obligation took precedence over all other obligations. Not only does he want to thank Jesus, but he wanted to give himself to Jesus. Notice, he is thanking God with a loud voice. Diba? Siguro wala siyang boses, pero diba? Regina siya. Regine. Thanking God with a loud voice. The word loud here is where we get our word megaphone. So dito naalala ko yung si Jack. nung nasa Pride March, di ba? Yung naka-megaphone, di ba? Ang ingay-ingay niya, di ba? Ang pagiging bakla, hindi kasalanan, di ba? Siguro itong bakla din ito, tontuwa din siya. Pinagaling ako ni Jesus. Hallelujah. This was a really loud megaphone praise to God. No more squeaky whispering voice. He has new vocal cords. Some of us refuse to sing in church. And we sit like we are in a funeral. Can take lessons from this leper who cannot contain himself with joy. Dapat matuto tayo dito sa leper na to eh. Marami sa atin, pag nasa church, andito na yung lyrics. Diba? Yung lyrics. Diba? Bayang muli. Ganun lang. Diba? Or shout unto the Lord. Shout to the Lord. Yung kanta natin kanina. Pero ang kanta niya, shout to the Lord, all the earth. Ito, diba? So, we can take lesson from this leper na he cannot contain his thankfulness to God. Notice Jesus didn't demand this praise, but this leper offers it freely. Jesus loves for you to offer praise freely. Hindi dahil kumakanta yung mga ibang tao, sumasabay ka lang. Diba? 10 men prayed, but only one praised. As he is laying himself at Jesus' feet, he is declaring his gratitude and also giving all he has in surrender to Christ. See, the core of true thanksgiving is humility. He is not simply thinking of God's gift, but thinking of God, the giver. Sabihin natin, God, the giver. God gives you his gifts in love, not so that you will make idols of the gift, but truly fall in love with the giver. Diba? Puro lang tayo, gifts, gifts, gifts. Nakalimutan natin yung giver. Now, here is the punchline. This guy was a Samaritan, implying that the rest were Jews. Diba? Yung mga Jews, they were considered the children of God. But this guy was a Samaritan. He is the last guy you think would receive healing, but the only one who truly has faith. Jesus expressed his sadness and disappointment. Where are the 9? He says. I wonder if he looks out today at our churches and asks the same question. Where are the ones whom I have given my gifts? Where are the ones who are truly thankful for what I have done for them in their lives? Where are the ones who remember how bad a condition they were in before I delivered them? Nasaan ang mga LGBT na dati ay naniniwala sila na sila ay sinful? But now that they receive the good news that God loves them for who they are, nasaan na sila? Where are the 9? Why is it that the blessings come? Why is it that when the blessings come, people do not thank God, yet when the problems come, they are quick to blame God? Diba? Mas madali tayong magreklamo sa Diyos kaysa magpasalamat. We are quick to write our blessings in sand, but engrave our complaints in marble. I never understood that logic. I am sure that siguro but there was a news reporter and caught up with the 9 men and asked them why they never went back to Jesus to thank him. I am guessing that they would have excuses. Siguro may mga sarili silang mga dahilan. Eh kasi I waited to see if the cure was real. Or I was going to thank Jesus later na lang pag na kasama ko na yung pamilya ko. Or I never, Pero siguro in denial, I never had leprosy. Ano lang yon? Rashes. Thanklessness and ingratitude is such a horrible sin. Paul says in Roman that an ungrateful heart is fertile soil for all kinds of sins. For although they knew God, they did not honor as God or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking and foolish hearts were darkened. Jesus rewards this one Samaritan leper with salvation when he says, literally, your faith has saved you. 10 lepers made physically whole, but only one made spiritually whole. 9 lepers still have leprous hearts. Only one has a clean heart, forgiven by Christ. 9 lepers with the physical healing will end in death. 1 leper has salvation, which will last forever. I wonder if this story is a parable for us today. There are a lot of people, especially in churches, wanting to use God for His blessing. Give me healing. Give me food. Give me riches. Give me promotion. Give me a jowa. You know, give me a promotion. Give me good grades. Give me a spouse. Give me. A lot of give me's, but no forgive me. Do you want God for His gifts? Or do you want God for God? Do you seek God's hand? Or do you want His face? Or if you want God for God, let me tell you then that God's primary concern is that your leprous hearts be cleansed. His desire is for you to fall at Jesus' feet, confess your sins, and receive Him as Lord and Savior. Ang pagiging bakla, tomboy, bisexual ay hindi kasalanan. Pero pagiging mapagmataas, yun ay pagiging kasalanan sa Diyos. Yun ang kailangan niyong ihingi ng tawad. And if you have already done that, when is the last time you thank God for your salvation? When is the last time you truly fell at the feet of Christ, reminded again of how bad your sins were and how great His love was? True Thanksgiver remembers their utmost need for Christ. And true Thanksgivers are always interested, not just for the gifts of God, but for a relationship with the giver of every good and perfect gift. And what greater gift is there than the gift of salvation? Could we ever thank God enough for this indescribable gift of Himself? Could we ever sing songs worthy enough to describe God's love for us? Could we preach a sermon great enough to adequately thank God? No, believers, we cannot. We are forever indebted in God's great gift of salvation. As you take communion later, do not mock God as you take it without carefully examining your heart. The communion should not be a ritual. We must confess our thanklessness, our idolatry, and still, years later, of our need for Him. Kailangan natin ang Diyos. Wala makapagsasabi or magmamalaki na hindi mo kailangan ng Diyos. As we lay at God's feet, cling to the cross and commit again to walk with gratitude, such a heart is irresistible to God. Amen. Let us pray. Loving parent God, We thank you for the gospel story today. Thank you for reminding us that we should be true thanksgivers. We want to be like the one leper who truly came back to Jesus and worshiped and give thanks to Jesus. Lord, may our lives, may our hearts be full of gratitude, na hindi po mawawala ang sense of gratitude sa buhay namin, sa ginawa nyo para sa amin. Na minahal nyo kami, niligtas nyo kami, in spite of who we are. Hallelujah. Lord, dalangin ko po na bawat isa na narinig ang mga salita ko, na ipamuhay nila, magkaroon sila ng buhay ng puno ng thankfulness. I give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.